This is Audible.
Soulbound by George Mann. Performed by John Banks, Tim Bentinck, Steve Conlin, Emma Gregory, Matthew Hunt, and Toby Longworth.
I sense your unease, Quell. What troubles you?
Nothing, Chapter Master.
It is the wound. I see that it still festers.
It is a mere scratch.
And yet it suppurates and refuses to heal. I have seen such wounds before, the foul work of an accursed blade. You must remain as strong in spirit, brother, as you are in body, if you are to overcome its diabolic infection.
I remain steadfast. I am ready to do my duty.
Aye. I see that you are.
Then, might I ask, Chapter Master, for what purpose have you summoned me here? To deliverance?
I wish to hear of Delafron, and what transpired during the mission.
The mission report, was it inadequate?
No. Yet I remain ill at ease, Quell. The fragments of the message you recovered, they must be given due consideration. They speak of other hands at play. I seek to understand their role in what occurred, and what might yet occur.
Then I shall strive to provide what enlightenment I am able. Where would you have me begin?
Where all such tales begin. Here, in the Ravenspire.
I presume you have heard the reports from the Pardemeron sector, brothers? With the heretic Mazik dispatched, the Fourth Company have regained control of the entire sector. The traitors scuttle for cover, back to their foul nests.
Aye, Quelt. Yet the war rages on. My own company remains under siege from the gibbering filth that crawls like an endless tide from the dark corners of the warp. I fear I am required to lead them against such horrors.
Illith is right. Out amongst the Carrion Stars, the Knights of the Raven face a mutant cult of growing strength and guile. They must be suppressed.
I too leave my company in the midst of war, Mordrin. We lay siege to Quo Morris, where the Greenskins gather their forces. These are troubled times. Our enemies grow more desperate and more dangerous still.
In this you are right, Quelk.
Chapter Master.
Now more than ever you are needed, all of you. Word has reached deliverance of a message of grave import to our chapter. It has fallen into the hands of an interrogator in the service of an inquisitor of the Ordo Hereticus. The interrogator travels across the wastes of Delafron aboard an enormous mag train that circumnavigates the globe. If he were to reach his destination...
Then the inquisitor would be in possession of whatever is contained in the message.
Indeed. I should keep the contents of that message from all ears but my own.
To act against the Ordo Hereticus, is that, in itself, not an act of heresy?
An eventuality that cannot come to pass.
Then what would you have us do?
Infiltrate the mag train and extract the message. Do not spill the blood of the interrogator. Do not even be seen. We must offer this inquisitor no doubt as to our motives. We are righteous in the eyes of the Emperor. We must remain above reproach.
And what of our brothers and the conflicts they engage in? We have been recalled from battle to seek a message.
The contents of which might shake the very foundations of our chapter. You must succeed.
Then our path is clear. We set out for Delafron within the hour.
May Korax guide your hand.
Whispering, the unsilent void, the alabaster darkness teeming with life, the black-eyed smile, and promises, 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 nothing but death. Whispering, whispering.
Inquisitor Sabathiel.
Bledheim. What is your status?
Everything proceeds according to plan, my lord. I have boarded the mag train with our guest.
Is that him? Jim gibbering on in the background.
Yes, my lord.
Can't you shut him up?
I have tried sedation, but the chemicals only appear to increase the fervor of his visions. I suspect his brain has been damaged by repeated exposure to the war.
Fascinating. Well, just try and get here in one piece. The message you're carrying is valuable enough to attract the wrong kind of attention.
Understood. Blenheim out.
Whispers. Whispers. Whispers.
What do you know? What have you got swirling around inside there?
No. No. Stop it. Stop it! Stop the lights! The blinding lights! The whispers.
Never mind. We'll find out soon enough. You'll enjoy discovering the secrets of my little box.
Fell out of the sky like flints tossed into an endless sea of night. Beneath us, the mag train rocketed across the barren wastes like a silver serpent, its passage stirring vast plumes of dust in the gloaming. It was immense, a ribbon of gleaming metal, a slick river in a desert wasteland. It must have been 100 carriages long and carried 1,000 times as many civilians. Somewhere, in one of those carriages, was the message we saw.
Target acquired. Corvus formation.
Acknowledged.
Victorus aut mortis.
Victorus aut mortis.
We dipped low, riding the buffeting wind currents, circling like carrion birds as we descended, our jump packs on minimum thrust. And then the mag train was rushing up to meet us, its convex adamantium roof glinting in the moonlight.
Ready yourselves. We have only one chance at this. Mordron!
Entering final descent vector now. Compensating for cross currents.
I'm down.
Quelled.
Confirmed. And down.
Arteryx.
Aye, Shadow Captain.
I watched as Arteryx dove in, a swooping shadow, his night black armor seeming to absorb the very light of the moon, until he was nothing but a smear of ink against the horizon. A storm cloud waiting to divest its turbulent payload. As he dove closer, I saw him twist, caught momentarily in the grip of a cross current. He dipped low, attempting to compensate, but the current had snared him, and he swung out wide, slipping suddenly out of sight beneath the penumbra of the mag train's roof.
Arteryx!
I thundered over the rooftop, mag locking one armored boot to the train as I peered over. Arteryx was spinning out of control, caught in the mag train's slipstream and slamming repeatedly against the side of the thundering vehicle.
Cloud! Fire your jump pack! Maximum thrust!
Are you mad? It'll kill him! He's caught in the vehicle's magnetic pull! He'll be ripped asunder! He can't withstand the fall!
He is Raven Guard!
Arteryx, do as Quelled says!
Aye, Captain!
I shielded myself as Arteryx's jump pack ignited, dousing me in the ferocious backwash of its vents. At first, it accomplished nothing but to send Arteryx into a wild spin, and I feared I'd condemned my brother to his death beneath the tracks. But then, the jump pack did its work, suddenly prizing him free of the mag train's grip and flinging him up and out, spinning away from our position. Mordred and I watched as Arteryx fought to regain control, and then Illith swooped in to grasp hold of his arm and steady him. Together, they descended to the roof to join us.
It seems that ravens truly can fly. By the blood of the raven! My thanks to you, Quelled, for your counsel.
Quelled, find us an entrance point. I do not wish to remain up here any longer than is necessary.
Aye, Shadow Captain.
Mordron, check the comms chatter to ensure we are not discovered.
Aye! For Korax, brother!
So far, our luck has held. Now, we focus on the mission. Seek, locate, extract.
We entered the vehicle through a service hatch at the far end of the carriage. Ahead of us thrummed the engine itself, a massive, archaic thing,
operated by a machine that even the most esoteric adept of the Mechanicus might struggle to decipher. We slid through the shadows of a storage carriage, the size of a small warehouse, ghosting between towering crates of provisions. Here, the air was rich with the scent of unfamiliar spices and mouldering, vat-grown meat, the meager subsistence of refugees and soldiers.
Advance in shadow
as the raven hunts, brother.
Ahead of us, Illith slipped from behind a heap of crates, gesturing for Mordrin to approach the door leading to the adjoining carriage. We were operating on instinct now, maintaining a closed vox loop, intent only on achieving our mission. We would take each passenger carriage in turn, searching silently and methodically until our quarry had been located. Then, Illith would summon the Storm Raven that was presently maintaining low orbit, and we would make a swift exit. Mordrin approached the door, his fingers brushing the grip of his bolt pistol in the holster at his belt. After a moment, he turned to regard Illith, his expression sour.
Brothers, this carriage is blighted by the stench of chaos. Step aside.
Illith crossed to the door, moving silently, his combat knife clutched in his fist, peered through the viewing port in the partition, and then stepped back, shaking his head.
There are others here aboard this train. Foul creatures marred with the corruption of chaos.
Then our mission has changed.
Not yet. For now, our goal remains the same. Locate the interrogator and extract the message.
I nodded my assent and followed Mordrin as he opened the door with his shoulder, his massive blade resting easily in his fist. The stench of decay that greeted us was rife and all-pervading. You are right, Mordrin. Something unnatural has blighted the passengers of this carriage. Most of the passengers still remained in their seats, their corpses peeling, bloating and blistering, their lips curled back from their teeth, yellowed eyes blooming with rot. Some still moved, but no longer by their own volition.
Look, they're crawling with maggots, infested, their chests rising and falling in some grotesque parody of breathing. In the name of the Emperor!
Ahead of us, scrabbling in the gangway, was the remains of a man, his torso completely decomposed beneath the waist. Even his clothes had rotted away to rags, his flesh peeling in long ribbons, so that his ribcage was exposed, revealing the faint beating of his heart within. Putrid liquid seeped from his mouth as he dragged himself towards us with skeletal fingers.
I have seen such abominations before. Deep in the Sargassian Reach. They bear the foul taint of the Plague God. We may yet share the train with heretics and traitors, brothers.
Then they shall be eradicated. The carriages will run red with their spilled blood.
No. We locate our target and we get clear. Once our mission is complete, the mag train will be destroyed from orbit. Traitors with it.
I saw it move.
We go now. If our enemies are aboard, they may already be alerted to our presence.
Illith's implacable gaze settled on me for a moment, and then he turned away and was gone, sliding like smoke into the shadows. I strode forward, crushing the remains of the sprawling dead underfoot as I made for the adjoining carriage.
This one is the same. It reeks of festering death. It reeks of traitors.
The carriage bore the same hallmarks as the previous one. Passengers lay heaped in abstract poses of death, their puckered flesh erupting in buboes, skin tightening around their skulls as we watched, drying and crumbling away to dust. Here, too, the lights had been damaged and flickered incessantly, casting long shadows. A large ragged hole had been chewed in the left side of the carriage, the adamantium around its edges corroded and discolored.
Be wary. Something stirs in the darkness.
I looked to where Mordrin had indicated with the muzzle of his pistol. From behind, she looked like a woman. She was standing in the gangway with her back to us, and she was slightly hunched, her shoulders drawn up to her neck as if she were hugging herself, seeking comfort or respite from the horror surrounding her. She rocked back and forth with the slow, steady motion of the train.
Wait here, brothers.
Hold, Mordrin. She
might yet provide us with answers about what happened here. We know what happened here, Arteryx. Mark my words, she bears the taint. In which case, she shall die. But let us be certain.
Mortal, turn around. Slowly.
I raised my bolter in wariness. At first, the woman did not respond, even to acknowledge that Arteryx had addressed her. My finger brushed the trigger. Something was wrong. Then, slowly, the woman's head twitched to the side, as if she were stealing a glance over her shoulder in the flickering light, too terrified to even turn in our direction. Arteryx took a step closer.
Turn around now! Last warning!
He reached out a hand for her shoulder. The woman twisted, turning deftly on the spot. What had at first appeared as items of clothing now revealed their mimicry, as taut, leathery wings unfurled from the creature's sides, filling the width of the carriage. It rose to its full height, at least as tall as Mordrin. It was thin and skeletal, bones protruding through exposed patches of papery skin. Its hands and feet ended in sharp talons, fashioned from twisted bone, and its face leered at us. A face that had once been human, but now resembled a misshapen bat, half decayed and mouldering. It wore the tattered remains of power armor, and the ragged ruin of an ancient purity seal caused my ire to rise. This had once been a space marine in service to the Emperor, but now it was a thing twisted and reshaped by chaos into a monster.
Abomination!
It lurched forward, moving with surprising agility. I unleashed a hail of bolter rounds, collapsing the left side of its chest in a shower of brittle bone. But still, the creature came on, its talons flashing as it lashed out for Arteryx.
Get back!
Mordrin took another swing, opening a gaping mouth in the creature's belly. It staggered, emaciated guts spilling down its thighs, rank with the stench of death. It screeched, and then turned, flapping its wings as it launched itself at the ragged opening in the carriage wall. Before Mordrin could close on it again, the creature had dragged itself through the gaping breach and away into the sand-filled sky beyond.
It is a thing of weakness, a traitor.
Rather than face my sword, it flees.
Creatures such as that do not operate alone. There may be more of them aboard this blighted train.
What do they seek? They could not have anticipated our arrival.
I do not believe in coincidence. Might they seek the same prize as us?
Aye. It might yet prove so. Regardless, their presence here places our mission at risk. We must remain vigilant and heed the Chapter Master's words. We cannot fail!
Mordrin! Behind you!
Mordrin turned, his sword flashing. But it was too late. The raptor dove through the breach in the carriage wall, its talons sinking deep into his armor, affixing him in its grip.
Foul heretic! Unhand me!
Within seconds, it had dragged him out behind it and away into the sky.
Out of the way. Can't you see what's happening here? The Mag train is under attack.
Yes, I rather see that it is. Please excuse my companion. He's a little disturbed.
Disturbed? We're all bloody disturbed. Have you seen those things?
Creatures born of nightmare. One and all.
Well, don't just stand there, man. I need to alert the driver. And quickly. We have to stop the Mag train.
Oh, I think not. It's of far greater import that the train reaches its destination.
Are you mad? We'll end up dead.
Oh, inevitable for us all, I fear.
Circles within circles. Death and life. Dark and light.
Indeed.
Stand aside, or I'm going to have to use force.
Oh, I don't think that will be necessary. In my experience, there's rarely need for such uncouth methods.
What? What have you done? What have you injected?
There. See? Inevitable.
White and the black. Ravens, sing!
And so shall you, my friend. So shall you. Come now. I think it's time we found somewhere more conducive to a proper conversation, don't you? And you really must stop defacing the walls.
I ran to the breach, high above the train, twisting through the night air. Mordrin grappled with the raptor as it raked him with its claws, drawing deep furrows in his armor. I tried to draw a bead with my bolter. I loosed a series of short bursts, aiming to shred the raptor's wing, but the thing was elusive and moved too swiftly, using the billowing sand cloud as cover. The risk of hitting Mordrin was too high.
Hold still, you wretched heretic!
The raptor still clutched Mordrin from behind, pinioning him with its misshapen legs. Mordrin was thrashing, struggling to find an angle of counterattack. He'd inverted his sword in his grip, and he was stabbing back repeatedly under his left arm, attempting to skewer the creature. So far, it had evaded every thrust.
Over here! Another one!
I turned to see a second raptor burst from the sandstorm, its wings folded back as it dove towards us. The strange weapon in its talons spat gouts of corrosive acid that hissed as they struck the flank of the mag train, chewing pockmarks in the metal.
Deal with that! I'm going after Mordra!
Illith leapt deftly through the hole in the carriage wall, twisting his body as he fell towards the sandstorm. He dipped momentarily out of sight before the rumble of his igniting jump pack signaled his intent, and he rose up towards Mordra, leaving a vortex of sand in his wake. I dove for cover and rolled as a stream of acid splashed through the wound in the mag train's flank, dousing the end wall of the carriage and causing seats, floor, and human remains alike to bubble and blister. I climbed to my feet, opening up with my bolter and shattering one of the viewing ports, catching the raptor in its leg and causing it to dip suddenly, altering its trajectory.
It's coming for you, brother!
I see it!
The creature had succeeded in arresting its dive, and now it twisted into another ascent, wings battering at the cross-currents as it aimed its weapon at Illith, who had seen its approach and was hurriedly closing the gap between them, combat knife clutched in his fist. The creature twisted as a timely shot from Arteryx shredded its left wing, and it seemed to stutter in the air, losing its momentum.
Vile beast!
Illith saw his opportunity and swept in, soaring past the raptor, opening its throat with the edge of his blade as he passed, leaving a ribbon of dark blood trailing in his wake. Close by, Mordred and the other raptor spiraled through the air, both struggling for dominance. The raptor leaned in, baring its fangs, intent on opening Mordred's throat, before he flung his head back, smashing its nose across its face. It lurched backwards, temporarily loosening its grip, and Mordred twisted, bringing his sword around in a sweeping arc. The sword bit deep, cleaving the creature between the neck and shoulder, parting flesh, muscle, and bone. The raptor's wings shuddered and twitched, and then its grip finally relented, and it slid away from Mordrin, slipping into an awkward downward spiral before being caught in the mag train's wake and pulled swiftly out of sight. Mordrin, too, was tumbling, falling towards the mag train's roof, unable to right himself in order to ignite his jump pack.
Mordrin!
Above, Illith had dipped into a steep dive, but even with the jump pack to assist him, the crosswinds made it unlikely he'd be able to reach the Knight of the Raven in time. With seconds to spare before his impending collision, Mordrin twisted, arching his back and raising his sword. With an almighty effort, Mordrin plunged the blade downwards as he closed on the mag train's roof, spearing the sheet metal to the hilt. He collided with the side of the train, rebounding viciously. His hands, however, remained firmly affixed to the hilt of his sword, and he used it as an anchor, clinging on as the extreme force of the train's slipstream buffeted his body.
Here, Mordrin!
Illith thudded to the roof by the jutting hilt of the sword. He dropped to one knee, clasping Mordrin by the vambrace, and with a groan of effort, hauled him up onto the train roof beside him.
Right on brother. Come, there is cover below. And Mordrum, aye, do not forget your sword.
Our unconscious gestures, our mannerisms, our demeanor, they speak volumes about us, Quell. So it is that I see you reach once again for the wound at your neck and know that it troubles you. Yet you are a space marine of the Raven Guard, and the wound itself is but a scratch. So the gesture speaks of something deeper, something more profound.
Forgive me, Chapter Master. I meant not to distract from my report.
Not at all, Quell. I would know what is on your mind.
It is nothing. An irritation.
Come now, Quelled. Speak you not of fear?
Fear? I do not recognize the word.
No, and you were trained well. But fear runs deep and carves unassailable channels through the soul. You, Quelled, fear corruption. You worry that the festering wound upon your flesh might somehow come to represent your own inadequacy. That the enemy has marked you, and through that mark, they might prey upon the weakness in your hearts. You fear my judgment. You fear failure. And that fear in its ignorance moves you ever closer to the precipice of your own downfall.
No, Chapter Master. These words do not mirror my thought. I remain true. I despise the heretic. Fear has no place in my soul. As you say, the wound is a mere trifle. I shall not allow myself to be further distracted by it.
Good. Then pray continue.
As you command.
The next carriage contained what was left of a small force of guardsmen, who were taking pot shots through the shattered viewports with their lasguns at a number of circling raptors. There were only six of them left, four men and two women, although the corpses of at least 14 others lay around them where they had fallen. To their credit, two raptors lay dead amongst them, suggesting a battle had already taken place at closer quarters. The human corpses were already beginning to fester with unnatural decay, although the living appeared to have so far resisted the virulent plague. We remained in the shadows, unseen and unnoticed.
We must assist the mortals.
I would cleave more of those abominations before the day is through.
We can do little for the mortals now. They hold the raptors at bay, at least temporarily. This foul plague consumes the mag train from within. We must locate the interrogator before he too is lost. Brother, the traitor's purpose is not yet clear. Surely we cannot tolerate them to live.
And yet the Chapter Master was ill at ease. Have you ever seen him such? The content of that message troubles him. We cannot fail in our duty.
Is it not our duty to smite the harbingers of treachery when we find them?
Mordron is right. We cannot pass without offering our support. We stand and fight.
Who is in command here?
The six guardsmen turned to stare at Illith, who had suddenly appeared, phantom-like, behind them. The rest of us followed suit, drawing equally astounded and terrified gazes. One guardsman dropped to his knees, lowering his eyes. Slowly, a woman raised her hand in a salute.
Our sergeant is dead, my lord, but I am Amarin Leth, and I have assumed command.
Then allow us to lend you our strength.
The Emperor protects, my lord.
Sir, they're circling around for another attack!
Stay on them, Corporal. Remember to aim for their wings!
Mordron, Quelled, protect the right flank. Arthrex and I shall support the left.
We took our positions at the viewing ports, beside the humans, scanning the skies, still swirling with the dust of the mag train's passage.
I see one! There!
The raptor dipped to the left to avoid the strafing fire, drawing in its wings and dipping into a steep dive, heading directly for the train.
It's coming!
I held my aim, waiting as the raptor swept closer. Closer. The bolt around shredded the creature's right wing, causing it to twist and enter into an uncontrollable spiral, still caught in its headlong dive towards the train and unable to slow its momentum. It was coming right for the viewing port to my left, exactly where I'd intended. With a sudden, booming explosion, the entire side of the carriage crumpled, superheated fragments of adamantium tumbling away in the mag train's wake. The result of a crack grenade. Mordrin stepped forward, planting his feet in the wreckage, swinging his blade around in a wide, sweeping motion from the hip. The raptor screeched, unable to alter its trajectory, recognizing too late that its death was now inevitable. Mordrin's blade sung, and its head rolled, tumbling away into the dust. Mordrin kicked the rest of the corpse from the carriage before turning to the rest of us.
Behind you, brother!
I turned to see one of the raptors bursting through a viewport on the other side of the carriage, a dead guardsman hanging in shreds from its claws. It grinned wickedly, dipping its head as it dropped down into the carriage. I raised my bolter just as lasgun fire flashed, hot and searing, and the creature's head seemed to melt, filling the carriage with the stench of roasted meat. The raptor collapsed into a ragged heap. I turned to see Amarin Leth holding her weapon.
Thank you for your assistance.
I inclined my head in acknowledgement. To my left, Illith and Arteryx were just disposing of the third raptor, obliterating it at close range with bolt rounds.
It is done.
For now.
Aye. You spoke earlier of purpose, Arteryx. Their tactics here make little sense, unless they mean simply to slow us down.
You believe they have split their forces?
It is the only logical explanation. They hamper us while they seek their prize.
The message.
Perhaps.
Then we must remain focused on our mission. We must seek the interrogator.
We have somewhat lost the element of surprise.
Aye, but we remain Shadow Masters. Our path is clear. Amarin Leth, there may yet be more of these foul creatures aboard this train.
The woman glanced at her remaining soldiers, all four of them. There was pride in her eyes.
Aye, sir. We shall remain here, and vigilant.
May the Emperor guide your hand.
We ghosted through the ruins of four further carriages, melding with the shadows. As we moved, we became one with the darkness, a passing breath, deadly and unseen. We emerged from cover only to slip our blades into the throats of two further raptors, found lurking in the darkening spaces between carriages. Each of the carriages had been entirely given over to the corrosive effects of the Dark God's plague. Corpses twitched and erupted, spilling forth writhing masses of maggots, or else buzzing clouds of insects that fed upon the festering remains, gorging on the unnatural decay.
Whatever the traitors seek, their pox spreads unfettered through the mortals.
Their filth pollutes all that it touches. If one of the hive cities were to become infected with such malodorous horrors, Nellifron itself would have to be purged.
The mag train is already lost. Once our mission is complete, it shall be destroyed. There can be no survivors. The taint is all-consuming.
Hold!
Ahead of me, Arteryx slid to rest, maintaining his cover amongst the flickering shadows. There, in the carriage before us, was a raptor. It stood before one of the walls, its head cocked curiously to one side, peering at some barely distinct markings that had been etched into the paint. I watched it for a moment as it grinned in satisfaction, pus dribbling from the corner of its mouth. It leaned in closer, sniffing at the wall, as if sensing something amongst the sigils. I slid forward, my breath stilled. I could sense my brothers watching from the shadows. I inched around behind the creature. And then, with one swift movement, reached around and opened its throat, spilling hot blood down the front of its armor. It sighed its last burbling breath before I dropped it to a heap on the floor. Beside me, Illith folded out of the darkness.
See here, on the wall.
Sigils. Their form is primitive, but their complexity cannot be mistaken. I've seen such markings before.
This is what they seek. Whatever created these marks has drawn the traitors here.
Then there is more aboard this mag train than an interrogator with a message.
Not necessarily.
If word of the message has got out, there are those who would destroy worlds to obtain something so valuable to Master Shrine. Might our enemies seek to use it against us?
Aye.
Then our mission has changed. We must retrieve this message and destroy all aboard this mag train who might be aware of its existence.
Agreed.
Illith gestured for us to move out. Once again, we melded with the shadows, and the carriages became a blur of motion as we continued with our hunt in silence. If there had been any lingering doubt that the traitors sought to slow our progress, the wreckage of the adjoining carriage dispelled them. Here, the architects of disease had gone to work, seeding the corpses of the passengers with some rare and potent poison that had caused their distended bodies to bloom like flowering plants, to divulge their foul spores.
Wait! The air here is polluted, thick with spores. See how they corrode our armor.
Illith proffered his wrist, and despite having only ventured into the carriage a few moments earlier, there was already evidence of spores gathering around the seals of his vambrace. Where they had clumped, the armor had taken on the appearance of verdigreed copper, mottled and corroded, as if slowly being consumed.
I feel their nauseating effect. They permeate our defenses, attempting to weaken our bodies.
And our resolve. They infest even our helms. Our ventilation systems will be of little use here.
It is clear the enemy intends to slow us down. The corpses have been arranged in such a way as to hinder us, to force us to remain in this wretched, fetid atmosphere.
Aye, but little do they know us.
My wound... These demonic spores infest it, seeking ways to corrupt my blood.
Then we seek a different path.
A different path?
Aye. If we cannot go through, we go over.
Black and white, and life and death, and pain and pleasure and... Creeping! Monstrous things with blackened eyes!
Oh, I do wish you would be quiet.
From the shadows they shall come, silent and bearing only death.
They are coming for us now.
Wheels and wheels, life and death, the turning hands against the darkness!
Oh, very profound. I had rather hoped to take my time over this, but these fools have forced my hand. My hand? I see my wordplay is somewhat lost on you. Never mind. Now, what's in my little box? Now, these concoctions are very special indeed. They should help to spill your dreams. Are you ready?
They're watching. They can see it all. They're there, even when you know they're not.
I shall have to take that as a yes.
Seal!
There, nothing like a little pain to liven up the synapses. Now... Be swift, for momentarily I must take my leave.
Stand clear!
We hauled ourselves up through a hole in the roof, grateful for the sudden rush of air, which swiftly banished all trace of the foul miasma below. Up here, the resistance that resulted from the train's motion caused every movement to feel as if I were wading through water. to either side of us, the desert sand stirred in the wake of the massive vehicle, billowing up in swirling clouds that obscured much of the horizon from view. The shadows of distant hive cities loomed large and bleak in the distance.
Over here! One of the raptors!
The creature was freshly dead, pinned to the carriage roof by its own rusty blade. Its wings flapped ambivalently in the wind, its head lolling loosely to one side. One eye was still open and staring, the other had been roughly gouged out, leaving a slick trail of blood and ichor. Like its sickening kin, it was skeletal and emaciated, covered in papery skin. Illith gave a short, sharp nod and beckoned for us to continue.
Brothers, watch the skies!
I turned to see two of the creatures emerging from the dust clouds to our right. I swung my bolter in their direction and unleashed a hail of shells, steadying myself against the motion of the train.
Concentrate fire on the wings! Bring them down, now!
One of the creatures pitched forward as its head detonated. Blood, brain matter, and pus spraying into the air, following the attention of one of Illith's pistol shells. It seemed to hang for a moment, limp and dead, before being swept away by the gust. I swung about, loosing a three-round burst at its companion. The raptor's throat opened in a wet, yawning smile. Its head rocked back, blood spurting from the wound, and then came free, disappearing into the swirling dust. The body dropped, thudding against the side of the train, before careening off towards the desert below.
There's another one! Behind it! Alderix!
I twisted in time to see a third raptor burst out of the dust cloud to spear Alderix through the chest with its rusted blade. He spasmed, dropping to one knee, his face twisted in pain. Defiant to the last, Alderix staggered to his feet, lashing out at the creature with his combat knife. It staggered, reeling from a gash across its jaw, and then came on again, talons flashing. Behind the creature, Mordred burst from the shadows, swinging his sword in a wide arc.
For Corvus!
His sword swept through the pestilent flesh of the creature, bisecting it at the waist. Its corpse crumpled to the roof, and then slid silently off into the dust, leaving a slick trail of stinking fluids. Slowly, Alderix rose to his feet, still steady despite the motion of the train. The creature's weapon still jutted from his back.
You cleave better than you fly, brother. Get this foul blade out of my chest.
As you wish, brother.
Mordrin grinned. He sheathed his own blade before reaching for the grip of the raptor's weapon. His fist closed around the handle. With a single, sudden tug, he wrenched it free.
No!
He tossed it over the side of the train, following in the wake of its dead owner. Alderix turned to Illith. He wrenched his helm from his head and spat blood. His jump pack was sparking, its machine parts badly damaged.
I'm going to need a new chest blade.
The adjoining vestibule chamber, a small cubic space that provided access between carriages, proved to be inhabited.
I sense movement, brothers. Another raptor, mimicking human form.
In the half-light, the creature had its back to us, hunched forward as before, emaciated and withered. I gripped my combat knife and slid forward, ready to dispatch it.
The shadows move!
The creature spun suddenly, turning its face to me, and I saw that what had at first appeared to be another traitor was, in fact, a thin human male, dressed in mud-spattered crimson robes. He was bald-headed, and his hands, the fingers worked until they were misshapen and claw-like, scratched at the walls with a fragment of shrapnel, etching bizarre geometric shapes and forms. Simply being in his presence seemed to irritate something deep and unpleasant inside my skull, creating a sense of pressure behind my eyes. His eyes had long ago been removed, the sockets roughly stitched shut and puckered. Nevertheless, I had the unnerving sense that he was looking directly at me, despite the fact I remained concealed in shadow.
The white and the black and the white. Life to death to life. The tooth and the claw.
Those symbols, they're the same as the others we found.
Aye. This might be what the traitors seek, but it is no thing of chaos.
It is an astropath.
An astropath? Here!
Illith slid from the shadows to stand before the decrepit man. The astropath twitched and cocked his head, then smiled broadly, showing the yellowed, broken stumps of teeth.
The black and the white! The white and the black! Yes! Yes! To you it shall be divulged!
The astropath twitched again, clenching his fists so hard that his broken nails broke the flesh of his palms. Blood trickled down his wrists.
What shall be divulged?
Whispers in darkness. Messages in smoke.
Messages?
I believe our target has been acquired, Illith.
Then I would hear your message.
Our mission was to extract him.
Our mission has changed. Speak on, old man.
Ravens of iron. Ravens of smoke. On Taltos do they gather, where the sky burns with the fire of three suns. The children of Korax rise, and the darkling things twist and writhe at their doings. Hunted have the hunters become, and shadows shall be drawn into the light. What was old is new again, and what is new may yet prove old. A reckoning is coming for the white and the black. The black and the white. Not all who walk in shadow bear the mark. This one knows the truth of it. He is the proof.
He turned his head to look directly at Mordrin, stabbing a bony finger in his direction.
I know nothing of what this creature speaks.
Taltos, is that not the world upon which the Iron Ravens fell?
Aye. Fallen into the warp over a millennium ago.
Tell me, old man, does Taltos live anew?
Can we even trust a word he says? He's clearly lost his mind.
We have no choice. We shall hear him.
The white and the black and the white. Life, and then death, and then life. Three suns burning, bright as the Emperor's light.
The madness has consumed him. He speaks of events long past.
And yet many agents seek his counsel. We must deliver his words to the Raven Spire. There might yet be truth and revelation to be found. If Taltos has returned from the war...
They are close. And yet they ignored this creature.
It is clear they have passed this way. What else might they seek aboard this train?
Arteryx, remain here to guard the astropath. Let us be clear about the purpose of these creatures before we seek extraction.
I would hear your counsel, Quell. What do you believe the words of the astropath to mean?
I find his words opaque, Chaptermaster. Rich in meaning, but lacking sense. And yet...
Go on.
And yet, in attempting to tease meaning from his gibbering, I find myself recalling the fate of the Iron Ravens, our ill-fated successors.
What of them?
Surely, Chaptermaster, you recall their fate. It was you who spoke to me of it.
Of course. But I am interested in what you perceive. Please, continue.
As you wish. Little is known. They were lost to the warp almost 1,000 years ago.
They gave their lives heroically.
And yet the astropath spoke of Taltos, of ravens who walked in shadow. Taltos was an imperial world, was it not? Long lost to the warp.
Indeed.
Then what if, with the advent of the Cicatrix Maledictum, Taltos has re-emerged, spat out from the rent in the warp to once again take its rightful place amongst the stars? Perhaps a small contingent of Iron Ravens survives.
Such a thought bears careful consideration. If the planet has re-emerged, it might yet bear the scars of corruption. So, too, the survivors of such an odyssey.
Is it not then paramount
that the Raven Guard be the first to seek the truth. If the integrity of the surviving Iron Ravens were to be called into question...
Then the eye of the Inquisition might yet fall upon the Raven Guard. The Inquisitor must not find anything on Taltos. If necessary, the successors must be purged. The honor of our chapter is at stake.
I shall leave for Taltos immediately. The Shadow Masters and I.
No. You remain injured, Quell. Rest here a while.
As you wish, Master.
We slipped through into the next carriage to witness a scene of utter carnage. Two raptors were in the process of massacring a horde of civilian passengers who were piling into the gangway in an effort to flee the creature's advance. The viewing ports had all been shattered, and passengers had begun flinging themselves from the train rather than face the horror of the raptors' onslaught. The raptors, however, seemed intent on cutting a swathe through the crowd, their attentions affixed on a single, fleeing figure. A wiry-looking man dressed in a hooded robe, with sunken eyes and a hooked nose. The fingers of his left hand appeared to have been replaced with a bristling array of syringes, each containing a different colored liquid. When he caught sight of us over his shoulder, his eyes widened in surprise.
Quelt! Get after the man they're pursuing! We'll see to the traitors!
My blade hungers for their tainted blood! No!
The raptors twisted at the sound of Mordrin's battle cry, the first turning directly into the downward arc of his blade. Its left arm dropped to the floor, popped off at the elbow. It screeched in pain, and then lurched forward, clawing at his chest plate with its remaining talons, its wings beating furiously, unable to give it lift in such a confined space. Illith, meanwhile, was closing on the other, shells chewing holes in its leathery flesh, shattering brittle bones and ancient ceramite panels. As he closed the gap between them, his combat knife flashed, and they locked in a grim embrace, the raptor's talons flashing. I hurried after the human. Was this then the interrogator we had sought? And why did the raptors seek him, and not the message bearer? I battered civilians out of my path as I hurried after him. The crowd surged, pushing left. I twisted to see another raptor crash through the side of the carriage. I fired. Bolter shells thudding into the creature's chest, but it was simply too fast. I dropped to one knee as it dove, raising my combat knife and opening a long line across its side. The raptor's retaliating blow sent me sprawling forward, but I rolled, coming back up on the other knee, bolter firing. This time the shells punched hunks of flesh from the creature's shoulder, leaving its right arm hanging limp by its side. I could see it was close to death. The knife wound in its side had spilled its innards, and one of the bolt shells had opened up its chest, revealing a writhing mass of maggots within. I kept my bolter trained on it, but readied my knife. When it came for me, I would take its head from its shoulders. It lurched, and I sidestepped, blade flashing. The creature staggered forward, its head lolling. Blood bubbled from the wound, gushing down my arm. I stepped back, pushing it aside, turning to seek the man I had been pursuing. But there were two further raptors in my path. They came at me from either side. Too late, I realized they were shepherding me towards an open rent in the roof, a hole through which a third creature was now descending.
I shall not die here!
I lashed out with my blade as the three of them fell in, opening wound after wound in their festering flesh. Within moments, however, the creatures had me pinned.
Get off me!
For a moment, I managed to wrench my arm free. I caught one of the creatures a glancing blow across the side of the head. But it was already too late. I was being hauled into the air, dragged towards the rent in the roof.
Quilt!
There was no time. Illith's shots burst upon the raptor's hides, but did little to slow them. They issued a chorus of shrill caws, and then we were out of the train, soaring away through the dust cloud, the train thundering away far below us.
Unhand me!
And it is during the ensuing battle that you sustained the wound in your neck.
The memory fades. I am uncertain.
I see that the wound runs far deeper than I feared. The pollution already weakens your mind.
No, Chapter Master, I remain pure.
And yet your memory fails you. Tell me, Quell, what followed your abduction from the train?
I fought the creature. My bolter was knocked from my grasp as we tumbled through the dusty air. Sand choked my visor.
And then?
And then, I know not. Then I was here in the Ravenspire.
How interesting. I see the conflict inside you. Your instinct is powerful and seeks to override your addled mind.
The wound. What? What is this? A needle? What is this? My neck. It was never a wound. What foul substance have you used to pervert my mind, heretic?
Oh, just a little concoction of my own devising. I'm delighted to report that it has proved most satisfactory. You succumbed quite readily to its sweet embrace. Tell me, did you truly believe yourself to be within the confines of your master's tower? There is no escape, little bird. But fear not, you're quite safe. Master Shrike will see to that. Now, let's see about finding a fresh needle, shall we? After all, we're going to be here a while.
I shall resist you, abomination. You and your foul kin shall not break me.
Such vitriol, such vehemence. I may yet animate your corpse for amusement when you're dead. Or feed you to my maggots. But first, I'd like to finish our little chat.
No!
Where were we?
I would appreciate it greatly if you'd remove your elbow from this small of my back.
I'm sorry. What's going on? We finally stopped.
Most perceptive of you.
We're on the outskirts of Shadowlon Hive. I can see it through the window. If we can get out, maybe we can get to safety and avoid those things.
Ah, so. You've seen them, have you?
Haven't you? They're monstrous. I don't think anyone on this train will ever sleep again.
Yes, that is a problem, isn't it?
Emperor, protect us! They're here!
Then it is time I took my leave. Those creatures seek to devour my soul.
What are you doing? You've locked the door! Help! Help! Let us out! You can't do this!
Think of it as a kindness, huh? A cure for the insomnia you so fear. It really is the only option.
Well?
I have the information you require, my lord. If I could prevail upon you for an emergency evacuation.
You've made another mess.
Oh, the Adeptus Astartes are doing a fine job cleaning up behind me.
Very well, very well. Be ready.
Oh, I am always that, my lord.
It is done. Delaphron is purged. The traitors shall not spread their foul plague throughout the hives.
And what of Quelled? Do we seek him?
He is one of our own. A brother of battle, forged in blood and shadow.
Aye. And he shall be sought. But first, we must return to Deliverance with word of our findings. The Iron Ravens have long been thought lost to the Warp. Yet the Cicatrix Maledictum stirs. And what was once fiction is now fact. We must warn Master Shrike with all haste, for it is unknown what awaits us on Teltos.
They are brothers of the Raven, blessed of Korax himself, yet you doubt their integrity?
I do not. But I cannot know the mind of those who seek them. This Inquisitor has a certain reputation.
Then we have little choice. Let us hope that Quelled might yet prevail where others have not.
He is one of us. He is Raven Guard.
Aye.
For Korax, then!
For Korax!
Inquisitor Sabathier.
Bloodheim, your report made interesting reading. I presume the astropath died on the mag train.
Yes, my lord.
Shame. I should have liked to question him further.
I regret it immensely, my lord.
Fear not, Bloodheim. You shall have your opportunity soon. There are further questions to be asked of others who seek to obfuscate. Our enemy has many facets, and we strive to uncover them all.
I stand ready.
Come, walk with me a moment. Given the destruction left in your wake, I am most surprised to see you sustained no injuries during your recent expedition.
A wise man knows his strengths, my lord, and his weaknesses. I have never relished combat. I leave such things to those better suited to them.
How generous of you.
So, what would you have me do next, my lord?
Events on Delaphron have ruffled feathers. Our investigation here is over.
To Teltos, then.
Indeed. We begin preparations on the morrow. First, we look to our allies. We need a blunt tool for a blunt job.
I understand, my lord. I shall make contact with the Red Hunters immediately.
Excellent. Soon, Bloodheim, the heretic spawn of the Raven Guard, shall be exposed.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.